This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
To close up a series, and it is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day from downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. The series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers is live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Bally Live, and MILB.TV. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Great to have you with us. Again, a happy Mother's Day to all of the moms tuning us in. My mom from California, Colin, your mom from Massachusetts. We're glad to have everybody on board with us today. Game six, and the Woodpeckers are coming off of a win yesterday, much needed in yesterday's Saturday ball game, Colin, and they finally got some extra base hits to fall in. Sandro Gastón, Zach Cole, all of them big offensive nights, and Jose Fleury was fantastic in that bullpen effort.
Yeah, it was actually the biggest comeback victory that Fayetteville's had this year, and not too often they find themselves deep in a hole and digging their way out of it. And really, they only needed that fifth inning to climb out of it with all five of those runs coming in. The two-run triple from Zach Cole, the big swing. He nearly had a home run there in his first game back after missing time with a finger injury. And how about Sandro Gastón? RBI double in the fifth, follows it up the next inning with his first single-A home run. It's a feel-good win for the Woodpeckers. They got great pitching down the stretch as well from Jose Fleury. Now the question is, can they turn this into a winning streak and try to keep pace in what's still a very competitive South Division?
Yeah, with the way this series started, I think the Woodpeckers would be pretty happy to grab two wins out of it before they head on the road next week to Kinston. Today they'll turn to right-hander Nick Swanson, who is the top veteran on this staff. He has over 100 innings in his Woodpeckers career. 1-1 record entering tonight with a 3.98 ERA, but he'll take on a right-hander in Peyton Paulette, who is a second-round draft pick out of the University of Arkansas last year. He's regarded as the number 9 prospect in the Chicago White Sox system, according to MLB.com. Paulette with an 0-1 record, 4.85 ERA, and Swanson with a 1-1 record and a 3.98. The win yesterday for the Woodpeckers helped them close the gap with Kannapolis. They're now just 4.5 back of the Cannonballers, but still 5.5 back of first place. Yesterday, the Columbia Fireflies were able to get a win, and they're 19-13 with the best record in the league, the first place team. Kannapolis at 17-13 after yesterday's loss is a game back. Myrtle Beach in third, Augusta in fourth, and the Woodpeckers at 13-18 are the fifth place team in the division, a half game in front of the Charleston River Dogs. Meanwhile, in the north, you have the Carolina Mudcats and the Downeast Wood Ducks tied at the top at 18-12. Delmarva at 16-14 is two games back, as are Lynchburg at 17-15. Salem in fifth at 15-16, and then Fredericksburg, the bottom team in the league, at 10-20, eight games out of first place. The Woodpeckers and some of the little leaguers, along with some of the moms in attendance, have taken the diamond and are lining up along the foul lines. We'll send you down at field level for the singing of the national anthem. On the other side, first pitch and starting lineups in game six between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Thank you. 100 for Emma Rainoff and today's Field of Dreams teams, the Yankees coach pitch and Yankees T-ball.
This Oklahoma wind is blowing holes right through my soul. And the rain, it just keeps coming. My mind is everywhere but home. And up in
Let's
the
go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He is driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueza looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Off and rolling on a Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day in downtown Fayetteville, the final game of this six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox. Hello again, everybody. Welcome up to the broadcast booth, Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey. Delighted to have you with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app for today's radio broadcast, and you can watch today's game in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV and Bally Live. Nick Swanson out on the mound, tossing his warm-up throws. He comes in 1-1 with a 3.98 ERA, seventh appearance and fourth start for Swanson. 103 and a third total innings during his Woodpeckers career. Going back to last season, he's gone 20 and a third this year, giving up 9 earned runs, 2 home runs, 13 walks, and 29 strikeouts. He faces Jordan Sprinkle, Mario Camilletti, and Tim Elko, the top three of the Cannonballers order to start our ball game. Wine kick, and our first pitch is out. It's swung on, and a slicing fly ball out into right center, drifting to his right, Rolando Espinoza, and he makes the catch for out number one. So Sprinkle attacks the first one he sees, flies out. We'll bring up Mario Camilletti. The rest of the Cannonballers starting nine features Brooks Baldwin, the cleanup hitter. Bryce Willits will hit fifth, play over at third, and the catcher Troy Klontz is sixth. Drake Logan in right, he hits seventh. Jonabel Laureano, the left fielder, is eight. And then Cabrera Weaver is the nine hitter out in center. Mario Camilletti, the DH, into the left side. Swanson's wind and first pitch is taken outside for ball one. We've got a lot of pink down on the diamond today for Mother's Day. You see some of those Woodpeckers infielders wearing the pink arm sleeves, the pink wristbands. Mario Camilletti is swinging a bright pink bat, as you'll see a lot of the big leaguers do today across Major League Baseball. Fastball painted on the outside corner. It is 1-1. Woodpeckers are in the standard white uniforms today. As Swanson kicks and throws the 1-1, that's a curveball that shorted the plate. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers are back in the road blues with that white script across the chest, spelling ballers. Red numerals on the front back of the uniform, a red belt and a gray pant, blue batting helmet for the Kannapolis hitters. They've worn this uniform all six games. I guess it's the only one they brought on the road. There's an off-speed pitch, foul tipped into Gastone's mitt, and it is 2-2. That Woodpeckers uni featuring the black ball cap, Woodpecker head logo on the front. Time called to the plate by Camilletti. The white jersey with Woodpeckers in white script across the chest, black numerals outlined in red on the front and the back of the uniform. Nate plates on the backs as well. A black belt, a white pant with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. The 2-2 to Camilletti. Foul tips, and Gastone unable to hold on to it.
It's been a good series for Camilletti. You look at the last couple of games. He had yesterday off, but a couple of RBIs on Friday night and that big 4-1 victory for Kannapolis.
Camilletti did come on as a pinch hitter yesterday. That was in the ninth inning, flied out to center, but like Colin said, he had the night off from starting. Changeup down and away. It is 3-2. Comes in batting 219 on the season. Tons of walks, a team-high 27. That's helped him secure a .447 on base percentage. 3-2 pitch, and he won't go down quietly. Foul tipping another one and keeping it full. 9 RBIs on the season, just 14 total hits for Camaletti, so he almost has twice as many walks as he does base hits this year. And that was his forte, led the Central Michigan program with walks last year. Another 3-2, and this pitch is squared up on a line to center. Zach Cole falling back a couple of steps to his right, making the shoulder-high squeeze, and there are two away for Nick Swanson. Brings up the slugger, Tim Elko, who hit a big home run yesterday. But first, let's look at the Woodpeckers' defense behind Swanson in this one.
You already saw Espinosa in right, Zach Cole in center, and Luis Encarnacion, the left fielder today. Ricardo Belleau is at third. Jackson Lofton, the shortstop. Narbe Cruz at second. Garrett McGowan at first. And Sandro Gastone doing the catching for Nick Swanson.
First pitch to Tim Elko. A slider that moves outside. It is 1-0. Elko with a home run yesterday and also a home run in the series opener. So he's got two on the week here at Segra. Fouls that one back, and it's 1-1. 3.19 hitter on the year. The 9 home runs, 30 RBIs are both team-high totals. The 9 home runs are a league-high total. Cruz stationed up the middle. The 1-1 to Elko misses outside. And the count to 2-1. He hit one of the longer home runs that we have seen in this ballpark in quite some time yesterday. Hit it off the Segra billboard right up atop the kid zone. The 2-1. He cuts underneath a high breaking ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Third professional season for Nick Swanson. 24 appearances last year for the Woodpeckers. Today is his 31st in a Fayetteville uniform. As Elko 2-2 with the bases empty, 2 gone in the top of the first. And a fastball misses below the zone, runs to the backstop, full on Elko, 3 balls and 2 strikes. The tandem partner for Nick Swanson, who we expect to see at some stage today, is Jose Nadal, the left-hander. He started on Tuesday and is expected to come out of the bullpen today. The payoff is just high to Elko. He has a pretty big zone vertically, being as tall as he is, 6'4", and that pitch missed a little bit outside as well, and also a little bit high. So Elko down to first.
Suppose it's better than him jumping the yard, as he has a couple of times in this series, the league leader in total bases, but I'm sure Swanson would have liked to have secured that 1-2-3 inning, especially after a lengthy at-bat against Elko.
So Brooks Baldwin breaking out the pink bat as well. He steps into the left side and looks at strike one, a fastball from Swanson. The count is 0-1. Baldwin was a part of yesterday's game and hit one of the 2 Kannapolis home runs. He hit it in his first at-bat in the first inning. See what he can do today in the cleanup spot. And here's the 0-1. He takes a changeup low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Baldwin finished the day 1-for-2. He had 4 plate appearances. And he walked twice, hit the home run. 1-1 the count. Swanson at the shoulders, peeking over towards first, delivers. There's a fastball right down the middle. Good pitch at 91 miles an hour, and it's 1-2. Brooks Baldwin, the former UNC Wilmington ball player, grew up in Whiteville, North Carolina. He's actually a switch hitter, but been batting primarily from the left side all week. Might get to hit from the right side if he faces Nadal. And there's a breaking ball down to the dirt. That curveball has been a little short of the plate so far for Swanson in this first inning, so still trying to make a correction on that one. But his fastball and changeup are pretty well established right away.
As they have been all season, Chappie, this is, I think, the best we've seen him command his off-speed. Last year, there are times where it would get away from him a little bit, but right now he's controlling it very well.
And now the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch swung on and looped foul back of home. So it's 2 balls and 2 strikes still on Baldwin. Kannapolis won the first 4 of this series. They secured the series victory before we even got to Saturday, but yesterday the Woodpeckers coming from behind after they trailed 4-0. Kannapolis trying to do something in this opening inning with Elko at first. Pitch to Baldwin, swung on up the middle, but Jackson Lofton stationed perfectly. He backhands, nowhere to go at second. He fires to first, gets the out. Cruz took a while getting over to the second base bag, so Lofton had the length in the throw, but they get Baldwin and the inning is over. Swanson strands a runner on the two-out walk, and we go to the bottom of the first. Cole below and Lorenzo lead it off for the Peckers. Rest of the starting nine as well when we return.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Let's give a Mother's Day welcome to Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, "We want tacos" with me on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Line up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me.
On the mound for the Cannonballers, Peyton Pallett. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Just underway in downtown Fayetteville on Mother's Day, the series wrap-up between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Zach Cole leads it off against Peyton Paulette. And the first pitch is a fastball strike on the down outside corner. 93-mile-per-hour pitch from Paulette, the second-round draft pick from a season ago for the White Sox. The delivery is low, and it's 1-1. Zach Cole, Ricardo Below, and then Dari Lorenzo, the switch hitter, to square off against Paulette in this first inning. Narbe Cruz is the cleanup hitter. Garrett McGowan, 5. Luis Encarnacion is 6. 1-1 pitch is a little outside and low, 2-1. And the bottom three are Jackson Lofton, Sandro Gastón, and Rolando Espinoza. Good to see Dari Lorenzo back in the lineup today after missing a little over a week. 2-1, swung on and missed by Cole. And it's 2-2. Lorenzo was nursing a little bit of a back injury and didn't play at all in the Salem series, but slotted back into the lineup today. Cole with a big two-run triple yesterday, batting 260 on the year. Looks at strike 3, a fastball in the exterior of the zone. And it is a strikeout to begin the day for Peyton Paulette. And you're going to see him use a lot of that lively fastball. 0-1 record, 4.85 ERA. He's starting his 6th game of the season tonight. 13 innings, 9 runs, 7 earned given up. He's allowed 2 home runs, 9 walks, and 12 strikeouts. First pitch to Below is outside. It is 1-0. He's going to live around 93, 94, 95 with a really lively fastball, Colin, and one of the better curveballs in the entire White Sox organization. The 1-0 pitch to Below is outside.
And it's promising to see that velocity considering he's coming off a UCL surgery all the way back in January of last year. So that arm strength still as good as it was pre-surgery.
2-0 pitch. Below watching and taking a strike. It is 2-1. He's got the changeup, the fastball, and the curveball. The curve was regarded as one of the best pitches out of any of the 2022 pitchers in the draft. Blows the fastball by Below and gets it back to even, 2-2. Regarded as a very high spin rate guy and a lot of drop off the table type action for that breaking ball. And he goes to it there, missed just outside, and the count is full on Below, 3-2. Ricardo's still hitting up above 360. 364 on the year, a home run, and seven driven in. And here's the wind kick and the payoff. He swings and misses. A fastball kept at the bottom of the strike zone. And right now, Paulette using the fastball to set down the top two hitters in the Fayetteville order and bring up the switch hitter, Dari Lorenzo. Lorenzo again back in the lineup after nursing a back injury over the last couple of series. Was never on the injured list, but was unavailable off of the bench, and good to see him back and healthy now. Kind of a tough arm to face your first day back, though, when it comes to timing and just feeling like you're in game form. But here's a lofted fly ball out of the left, and it's going to touch down. Dari Lorenzo circles first. He'll hold, and he has a two-out single. So much for the whole timing conversation. Lorenzo puts one off at the end of the bat, and in his first at bat, returning to the lineup, has a single.
Well, I'm sure that Houston and Fayetteville would like to see more power out of Dari Lorenzo, as that's his 10th hit of the year, and nine of them now are just one of them so far has gone for extra base hits. But if he keeps getting on base, I mean, you'll still take that.
The batter is Narbe Cruz. He swings through a first pitch curve, and it is 0-1.
It was a nice, smooth swing. Wasn't trying to do too much. Outfield playing pretty deep and dropped it right over the third baseman's head.
Cruz was involved in the offense yesterday. As he swings and chops this ball deep in the hole to short. Backhanded by Sprinkle. Off-balance throw on a jump to first. Not in time. It was close. Elko brought it in on a hop off of the grass. And Cruz just able to leg it out. Bang, bang play. Everybody's safe. Lorenzo going to second. Credit to Jordan Sprinkle for just getting that throw off.
Not many shortstops are even going to make that a close play at first base, but Narbe Cruz sprinting down the line the whole way, had to take that extra leap towards the bag and just got his right foot in as Elko secured the throw.
Now it's Garrett McGowan taking a first pitch fastball on the outside border of the zone. 0-1. McGowan with the pink wrist tape. That crouched in pretty even stance from the left side. Two on, two outs, no score. McGowan challenged with another low fastball, cuts and misses. That one at 94. So that fastball right now, as advertised for Paulette, living in the mid-90s. He's gotten a pair of strikeouts with it already. And is ahead of McGowan, nothing and two. Brings that pitch clock down to two, fires, and misses down and inside. One ball and two strikes on McGowan. He was out of the lineup yesterday. So put back in the starting lineup today, and Woodpeckers trying to do something with back-to-back two-out singles following the strikeouts. McGowan hitting 214 in just a handful of games. No home runs, three RBIs. Two-strike pitch gets him waving. A curveball that bottoms out, and that'll end the inning. Two singles against Paulette. But three strikeouts as well for the Kannapolis starter. He leaves two aboard, and we are scoreless after one on Mother's Day inside Asegra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Where on-field performance by players will generate donations to the American Cancer Society. Today's campaign will donate $10 for every strikeout of the game as part of Strikeout Breast Cancer Day. Fans, take a look at the video board as we highlight some Woodpeckers moms.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
I went walking the other day and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe and then
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Cannonballers, the third baseman, number 27, Bryce Willis.
Top two from Fayetteville. No score after one, and Nick Swanson back on the mound to face left-hander Bryce Willis. He'll square off against the 5, 6, and 7 of the order. And his first pitch, a fastball at the bottom of the zone, 89 miles an hour, it's 0-1. It's a really comfortable Sunday afternoon to watch some baseball out here today. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and tipped off of the mask of Gastone. That caught him flush, and he'll bail out of the box and allow some time to reset.
I think it got him just to the left of his chest protector. Might have glanced his ribs. Those can be tough ones as a catcher to take those glancing blows off a foul tip.
Cloudy skies above our head, but it's helped take some of the heat out of the air. It's 78 degrees here in Fayetteville, low humidity. And a good chunk of fans hanging out behind that Woodpeckers dugout. It's a good crowd for a Sunday. I think the weather helped bring people out on Mother's Day. After a pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed, the 1-2 to Willits. Strikes him out swinging. 88-mile-per-hour fastball right on the outside of the zone. Nick Swanson picks up his first strikeout of the game. And it'll bring up Troy Klonsch. The Kannapolis starter had the K going his way in the first. He struck out three, gave up a pair of two-out singles, but stranded two aboard. So Peyton Paulette and Nick Swanson controlling the game in the early going. And here's Klonsch from the right side. First pitch his way. Is taken for strike one.
And Nick Swanson's an example of a pitcher where location really is everything. That fastball was perfectly located. It wasn't the hardest fastball. When you put on the outside corner, it's nearly unhittable.
Swanson goes up and outside with a changeup, gets Klonsch to swing underneath, quickly down, nothing and two, and he'll step out of the right side, take a moment.
I don't think that's where he wanted that breaking ball up in the zone, but he certainly got away with it, now ahead in the count.
Yeah, got a good result out of it at the end of the day. So Klonsch, the former Oregon State ball player and finished as a graduate at Texas A&M, ready. Swings, pops this one up, back and out of play. He was an all-Pac-12 first team player at Oregon State in 2021. And he was also regarded as one of the top catchers in the entire nation. He was a member of the Buster Posey Award watch list. Here comes the nothing and two pitch. Klonsch swings, hits a scorching ground ball out to second base. Cruz shifted towards the middle, scoops it in, throws over to first, and gets the out. That was well struck off of the bat of Troy Klonsch, about a 97-mile-per-hour grounder. The Nerve Cruz with perfect positioning helps record the second out for his starter and brings up Drake Logan.
It's good to see Swanson working with efficiency as well. His first outing in the series opener was a bit of a strange one. Came out in relief, threw 53 pitches over two innings, and was ultimately lifted after that second inning of work.
Swung on, first pitch, ground ball left side. Below cuts in front of the shortstop, third baseman to the low throw to McGowan. It's dug out. The inning is over. 1-2-3 inning for Nick Swanson. A strikeout and a pair of groundouts. Two scoreless for him. We go to the bottom of the second. Nothing-nothing. Cannonballers and Woodpeckers continue in a moment.
For the Carolinas, for all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, John and Sandra Horvath. I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. We see you cool as a fan.
Whatever you need any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say. I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off. Won't you stand up and take a bow? Stand real close.
mound for the Cannonballers, Peyton Paulette. Leading off the mound of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Luis Encarnacion leads off the home second inning. No score here in the series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. First pitch fastball at 92, down and outside from Peyton Paulette. He got three strikeouts, gave up a pair of singles, but stranded two in that first inning of work. Swinging a ground ball, pushed over to second. Two-hand pickup by Baldwin, and the short throw to first in time to get Encarnacion. So that'll bring up Jackson Lofton. These two sides will see a lot more of each other as the year goes on. 24 total games between the two in the season series. Next series will be at Atrium Health Ballpark at the end of May, May 30th through June 4th. The Woodpeckers will be in Kannapolis for the first six-game series on the road there. Jackson Lofton takes a first pitch fastball right at the bottom of the zone, and it is 0-1.
I think that's where the schedule gets a little strange. I believe they're playing on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Out in Kannapolis.
Yeah, there's a Monday game that will play out there, followed by a Tuesday off day. And then the series will pick back up on Wednesday. Inside changeup on Lofton gets it to 1-1. Lofton batting 120 on the year, a home run and four RBIs. Swings, grounds this ball over to third. Willits plays it on a short hop and throws firm across the diamond for round number two. Two quick ground outs. And Sandro Gastone coming up. I'm really interested, though, in getting back out to Kannapolis to see in some of the construction and the development around the ballpark since we were there last year. I've seen a few photos and a few videos, but they have a big apartment high-rise that is going up right beyond the right field wall. I mean, this is prime real estate if you want to watch a game from your balcony. Sandro Gastone is ready, and he takes the first pitch fastball down and outside, and they're turning that whole downtown Kannapolis area and adding living space all around the ballpark. It's going to be really cool when it's all finished up. I think there's still a lot of cranes in the area right now as it's a multi-year construction project, but kind of similar to what they want to do here in Fayetteville with building some apartment structures on top of the parking garage within the next couple of years. They're trying to do the same out in Kannapolis. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch home. And Gastone swings and misses. It is 1-2. El Tanque rounded the bases yesterday. First home run of the season for him. Hit it over the left field bullpens. A home run, 11 RBIs in the year, batting 175. Peyton Paulette trying to go 1-2-3 in the second inning. He winds, kicks, and delivers. And that pitch is popped out of play.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk with him after the game, and he was this is an emotional moment for him. He was talking about how he was rounding the bases, and all he could think about was one of his departed relatives as he was crossing home plate. Big moment for Sandro.
A check swing, and he didn't go, but called strike anyways. Gastone looks at a slider, and that'll end the inning. So 1-2-3 inning for Paulette. He closes it with his fourth strikeout of the day, and we are moving along to the third. Scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. There they are. Show us those tumblers. So cool.
Your
on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Cannonballers, the left fielder.
Nick Swanson back out to work. He'll face the 8-9-1 of the Ballers order, beginning with Jeanbiel Laureano. No score after two, and now to take you through the play-by-play of the next two, here comes Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew Chapman. A breaking ball misses down and away from Swanson, who has been pretty efficient through the first two innings. That was pitch number 31 for him to Jeanbiel Laureano, hitting 194 on the season. Fouls that pitch off to even the count. Laureano from San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. 22 years of age, signed as an international free agent back in 2018. There's a called strike, 1-2 on the Kannapolis left fielder. Spent two summers in the Dominican Summer League as a 17 and 18-year-old. Very close pitch, but misses outside. 2021, he spent time in the Arizona Complex League before making his single-A debut, and he's split time over the last couple of seasons in both leagues. He hits one pretty well down the right field line, but it will slice foul. 194 this season for Laureano, no homers and three driven in. Swanson with the 2-2. That one didn't miss by much once again. I believe it was a bit inside, according to home plate umpire Travis Roberson. Full count. And here comes the payoff. That one's in there. Called strike three. And Swanson picks up his second strikeout. It's first out of the third, and that'll bring up Cabrera Weaver, the center fielder.
It's just a perfect fastball and one of Swanson's hardest so far, close to 92 miles an hour, just down and inside against a right-handed hitter. There's nothing you can do as a hitter other than really foul that pitch off of your ankle if you do make contact. And Swanson's really locating his velocity today.
Big swing by Weaver. Comes up empty, nothing and one. Weaver, the seventh rounder back in 2018. Out of Snellville, Georgia. Counts even 1-1. Weaver does have a home run in this series. Came on Friday night in the top of the eighth inning. And he cracks one foul off to the right. Last night's victory for Fayetteville was their fourth come-from-behind win of the season. It was also the first time they've won a home game this year in which they were out hit. 0-8 previously. Fastball in tight. Another even count, 2-2. Woodpeckers were also 2-12 in games where their opponent had scored first. So breaking a lot of patterns with that thrilling Saturday afternoon win. Weaver, a one-hopper and loft and makes the diving play. The throw won't be in time. Dug out nicely by McGowan. Heck of an effort by Jackson Lofton, but it results in the first hit for Kannapolis, an infield single for Cabrera Weaver.
Yeah, that was a great play. Pulled him in the hole at short, right up against the lip of the grass. And he got a nice round of applause by this crowd, even without getting the out, just based on the effort and being able to get the throw off.
So Jordan Sprinkle will bat for the second time. Flew out to right to begin the ball game. Throw over by Swanson. Nearly airmailed it over McGowan's head. Weaver back. Weaver has stolen two bags over 19 games. He has been caught once. Grounder to third, snagged by Below. Cruz at second for one, it's a double play. 5-4-3 around the horn, and the inning is over. Nick Swanson faces the minimum in the third. He's through three scoreless to the bottom half of the third. Still no score from Segra Stadium.
Fans, as a treat for Mother's Day, the Day Spa is raffling off a self-care gift basket. Please head to the guest services to get your free raffle tickets. Fans, we've got some exciting news from one of our fans. Let's take it down to Double Play Doug in the dugout box.
Thank you, folks. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I know you've heard it a bunch of times, but you all deserve it. Happy Mother's Day. So we got something special going on. We have an expectant mom today. She's fixing herself. Got to look right for the gender reveal. It's a gender reveal. We are all going to together find out if it's going to be a boy or a girl. How about that? This is Mayana. This is Zoe. Zoe the dad. All right. Beautiful, dear. You guys ready? Okay. Now, Mayana has said she wants a boy, but she'll be happy with a girl. Zoe said he doesn't care. All right? First child together. Are you ready? Go for it. Let's find out. At the bottom of the box, there is a colored baseball. We're all going to find out together. It's a girl! Congratulations, Mom. Come here, guys. Give me a big go, Pecker.
Go, Pecker!
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Peyton Paulette. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number one, Rolando Espinosa.
Right fielder Rolando Espinosa digs in to begin the bottom of the third inning from Segra Stadium. Happy Mother's Day for all those tuning in. First pitch hit on the ground to third, snared by Willits, and he throws to first. One pitch, one out for Peyton Paulette to begin his third inning on the mound. He's surrendered just two hits. Over two and a third now, as Zach Cole will dig in for the second time. Cole, strikeout victim in his first AB. Woodpeckers getting out of the top of the third inning. Nick Swanson generating a timely 5-4-3 double play ball off the bat of Jordan Sprinkle as Cole swinging away, can't connect. It was just the eighth double play that Fayetteville pitching has induced this season. That is last in the Carolina League. Next closest team in a tie for second to last is Augusta and Myrtle Beach, both with a dozen. 1-1 on Cole, swinging that pink bat today. Takes a ball down and away. Hopefully, despite the color change, it's still as hot as it has been over the last couple of weeks. And this is down and inside, the reigning Carolina League Player of the Week.
Yeah, you milk that title as long as you can, all the way through the next Monday.
3-1 on Cole. Pitch from Paulette. Catches the inside corner. Of course, the time off would hurt his chances of competing for Player of the Month, but we're still not even at the halfway point of May, so can make up for lost time very easily next week in Kinston, and he'll take ball four and head on down to first base with a one-out walk.
What I thought was so impressive about Cole winning Player of the Week is that he didn't even need to play in six games to get it done. We went into Sunday thinking that he had a chance to win it, but he might want to try and get a couple extra hits to add to the resume, but he didn't play. He got the day off, and he still won it, playing just five games in Salem.
There's one of the guys he beat out for that award, Ricardo Below.
Yeah.
Had a strong series in Salem as well. Fastball misses up and in on the switch hitter, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Peyton Paulette, four total strikeouts so far for the former White Sox second rounder. 1-0, fouled straight back. Let the number 9 ranked prospect in the Chicago system. Long pause. Now the 1-1. Just below the knees. Let the Arkansas native, of course, going to the University of Arkansas as well, playing in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's 2-1 on below. Cole, a decent lead off first. He's got 10 steals on the season. And below cannot connect. It's 2-2. It's actually now one steal behind Jackson Lofton for the team lead, who stole his 11th base in yesterday's game. Under strange circumstances, the throw down hit pitcher Drew McDaniel as Cole back with a dive, who had been through 4 1/3 innings without a hit allowed and struck out 5 before the throw down from his catcher Luis Pineda hit McDaniel in the back of the head. He was forced to leave the game. That really changed the outcome of the game. That's when Fayetteville woke up. Cole's on the move. It's a pitch out. The dive, the tag, he's safe. Sprinkle had placed the tag well, but Zach Cole's in there, and Jackson Lofton once again has company atop the team lead in steals. Fayetteville, the runner in scoring position, in a full count on Ricardo Below. Now Cole will try to take third. Below swinging away. It's falling quickly, and it is a fair ball, and Cole will head home. A bloop RBI single for Ricardo Below. Some heads-up base running by Cole, recognizing that that ball was landing in fair territory, and Fayetteville jumps out in front 1-0 in the third.
Yeah, the third base coach, Ricky Rivera, had eyes on that the entire way. You're just waiting on the official sign from the home plate umpire. And now a argument coming out of the Kannapolis dugout. Patrick Leland is hollering at Roberson behind the plate. But it didn't look like there's going to be any reversal. Now Quanch is picking up the argument.
And ultimately, it's Roberson who had the best view of it, looking straight down the line. I don't know if Cameron Jones had a better angle. He was in the middle of running over to look at the play as if it was if there was going to be a play at third with Cole stealing. But ultimately, it will stand as an RBI single. And now Dari Lorenzo takes a fastball that misses up and out away from the plate. Lorenzo returning to the lineup after a lengthy hiatus, singled in his first at-bat, very similar to what Below just did, a bloop to left. Check swing, and Dari holds up. For Below, he now has 8 RBIs in just 17 games. 2-0. And Lorenzo gets it off the end of the bat. Coming in is Logan, the right fielder, makes the catch. That's out number 2. No advance from Below. So Peyton Paulette will try to minimize the damage. In steps cleanup man Narbe Cruz. Narbe, an infield single in his first at-bat, hit it deep in the hole to short. Just barely beat the throw at first. He's first pitch swinging and hits it up the middle for his second hit of the contest. Below stops at second base, and Fayetteville not done yet in this third inning. They've got 2 on and 2 down.
Like the way that Cruz has hit the ball today, hit an 0-for-4 on Friday, but kind of found the touch yesterday with a couple of singles, and again today he's got another multi-hit game. So Narbe Cruz finishing his weekend really strong.
Another chance for Garrett McGowan. He had first and second with 2 down in the first inning, but struck out swinging. That was when Paulette struck out the side. McGowan way out in front of the breaking ball, nubs it off the end of the bat. Garrett still looking for that first home run. Paulette delivers. That misses down and away. Garrett McGowan, a D2 standout at Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Earned him a 17th round selection in last year's draft by Houston. Here's the 1-1. Slider down and in. Did hit 18 home runs in his final season at Pittsburgh State. Batted just south of 400 in that very impressive campaign. But again, still looking for home run number one in professional baseball, this being his 35th game. Pitch number 54, Paulette. Misses down and away. 3-1, and Luis Encarnacion waits in the on-deck circle. Annapolis in unfamiliar territory in this series. Haven't seen them struggle in the early going much, and that is ball four. Second walk of the inning surrendered by Paulette. And that will load the bases for Encarnacion. We've seen some incredible starts throughout this series by Kannapolis. As we're going to get a mound visit, Blake Hickman walking out to talk it over with Paulette. But looking through the series as a whole, going all the way back to Tuesday, it was Tyler Schweitzer who got the ball rolling, six scoreless, giving up just one hit in his start. Then on Wednesday, Shane Murphy picked up right where Schweitzer left off. Five hitless innings to begin that ball game. Connor McCullough, last week's Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, six shutout innings on Thursday. And Tanner McDougal on Friday, wasn't the best outing for him, but still went two innings, only giving up the one run. Drew McDaniel yesterday, 4 1/3 scoreless innings before he left after being hit with a throw down from second base in the head. So Paulette trying to escape the inning with just one run home. First pitch to Encarnacion, swung underneath, and this is popped out of play. It will clear the backstop and land over our heads. Encarnacion 0-1, grounded out to second base to begin the bottom of the second. Paulette will work from the windup with the bases loaded. And Encarnacion sends one in the air again, right field side. Long run over by the tarp, and Elko makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch to end the inning. So the Woodpeckers leave him loaded, but an RBI single from Ricardo Below puts the home team out in front. 1-0 Fayetteville as we head to the fourth.
Fans, it's time to cool down with Blanton's Frozen T-Shirt Contest. Take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir. Weather's warming up, so let's cool it off with Blanton's Frozen T-Shirt Contest. This is husband versus wife. This is Leah. This is Curtis. It's Mother's Day, so I think we all know who we're rooting for, right? Either way, the T-shirts are incredibly frozen. They got to put them on before time expires. The one that has on the most wins. You guys ready? In 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, Leah going for the steal. Oh, Leah. We're close. This is neck and neck. Keep going. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mom's got it. Two arms in. Give it up for Leah. All right, guys, give me a big go, Peckers!
Go, Peckers!
That's right! Seems like a pound of bacon, burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, in my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waiting just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Eastbound Avenue! Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shell. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Cannonballers, the designated hitter, number 4, Mario Camilletti.
Mario Camilletti, the two-hitter for Kannapolis, will lead off the top of the fourth. Fayetteville leads 1-0 on this Mother's Day edition of Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball. Appreciate all the mothers and everyone else tuning in, whether it be via FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, or whether it be through the video stream, Bally Live and MILB.TV. 2-0 count as Nick Swanson looking to get one over on Camaletti, who flew out in the first inning. And Camaletti out in front can only foul it straight back. Woodpeckers halting a five-game losing streak yesterday. They've had two separate five-game skids that have kind of hindered their journey towards the top of the South Division in the Carolina League. Foul tip held onto by Gaston for strike two. But still right in the mix, 5.5 games out, approaching the halfway point of the first half. I think it's essentially right after this game. It'll be about halfway through the first half.
Yep.
Swanson, the 2-2. Misses inside. Columbia, one-game lead over these Kannapolis Cannonballers, but Kannapolis does have two games in hand on the Fireflies, both at 13 in the loss column. Payoff pitch. And it's sent high in the air out to right center field. Rolando Espinosa shading to his right, and he makes the catch for the first out. So a couple of flyouts now for Camaletti. And with one away, bases empty, in steps the Carolina League leader in home runs, Tim Elko. Elko was pitched carefully by Swanson in the first inning, 3-2 pitch, and he took it for ball four for a two-out walk. He was stranded at first base. He's swinging away here and fouls it back. Our Trackman data had his home run around 390 feet, and Chappie and I saw that number and instantly decided that it was not real.
No. Maybe it was 390-something when it hit the board, but it was going further than that.
Fouled off by Elko. I wonder if he's gotten a bill yet from Segra Stadium about replacing one of the panels in that billboard, but don't think it left a mark or anything. I think it hit the black right below the letter S of Segra.
Yeah.
Not too often you see a ball hit that far. Very close pitch. Swanson doesn't get the call. Not even in batting practice do I remember a ball hit up there. Elko's average now at 319 on the year with those 9 homers, 30 driven in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nick Swanson, the Bixby High School graduate out in Bixby, Oklahoma, quietly becoming a big pitching prospect hotbed. Cade Cavalli, his high school teammate, first round pick by the Washington Nationals, one of their top prospects. Fastball upstairs. Volley would go to the University of Oklahoma before being drafted a second time, in fact, as he was previously drafted by the Atlanta Braves out of high school back in 2017 in the 29th round. Fly ball off to the right, and this will head towards the concourse. Volley made his major league debut last year for Washington, pitched in a couple of games. In fact, he only pitched in one game, went 4 1/3 innings. Ground ball up the middle, shortstop Lofton has it, throw to McGowan, 2 away. Nick Swanson cruising right along, just the one hit and the one walk allowed to go along with a pair of strikeouts. Brooks Baldwin will look to prevent the 1-2-3 inning. Baldwin hit a home run in the first inning yesterday out to the rocking chairs out in left center field off of Alimber Santa to get Kannapolis on the board first, and now he stings one the other way down the left field line and into the corner. Baldwin rounding first. He'll be into second easily as Encarnacion fires it back in. A two-out double puts the tying run in scoring position.
Just Foster. Really nice piece of opposite field hitting on a pitch that was to the outside of the zone. So you just delay that barrel a little bit and punch it the opposite way. That's what made Brooks Baldwin a near 350 hitter in college during his final season, is just that ability to hit to all fields. Really good opposite field hitter. You mentioned that home run to the rocking chairs yesterday and tucking that one inside of the line.
Bryce Wiltz will look to bring him home with two down. And he hits one the other way into left field for a base hit. They're going to send Baldwin. Encarnacion comes up firing, but the throw is cut off. And an RBI single for Bryce Wiltz ties the game at one.
That pitch was left too far in the middle of the zone and in a pretty hittable spot. And just like that, two pitches. And we got a tie game. Things can flip on you quick.
So Willett stands at first, and Troy Klontsch will bat 0-for-1 with a ground out. Swanson starts him off with a breaking ball, and Klontsch fouls it back. Willits picks up his 14th RBI of the season. He had a home run earlier in the series down the right field line. 0-1, send in the air towards the right side. McGowan heading towards the dugout, but it will land on top of it and hop into the Avex Club. Annapolis, all the home runs they've hit in this series, they come into today tied for the league lead as a team. 25 home runs. They share that with Myrtle Beach. No balls, two strikes. Swanson comes set, nods, now the pitch. And Klontsch spoils that one foul again. Cannonballers will play six games at home against the Carolina Mudcats, second time they will see their in-state rival this season. The 0-2 sent foul off to the right. So both teams will stay in-state next week with the Woodpeckers traveling to Kinston, North Carolina, take on the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Also the second meeting between those two teams. Another 0-2. Line softly to second, snagged on a hop and flipped by Cruz to the covering Lofton to end the inning. But not before the Kannapolis Cannonballers get even. An RBI single from Bryce Wiltz. And we're tied at one after 3.5 on this Mother Day's edition of Woodpeckers Baseball.
DP.
Thank you, sir. It's time for the Mom's Price is Right. This is Michaela, this is Krista, and this is Carrie. We're going to see who's been shopping the most and who knows the price of things. You ladies ready? All right. Turn around, look at the big board. Your first item is the Youth Bunker Hat. What's your price?
$16.99.
$19.99. $19.99. $15. Who's closer? $25. Krista, next. 70s Peckers t-shirt.
$21.99.
$27.99. $27. $30. $30 says Carrie. Actual retail price, $20. Well done. Yours. Last but not least, the North Carolina State Ball.
$12.99.
$12.99. $9.99. $9.99. $10. $10. Actual retail price, $10. Carrie, well done. Turn around, ladies. It's Mother's Day. Look at that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers!
That's right.
Got me feeling brilliant, ride with no sin. Got me feeling brilliant, ride with no sin.
Go low.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Peyton Paulette.
Ride with no sin. Can't explain the feeling. Let's just say I'm
leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers. The shortstop, number 22.
Bottom third of the Fayetteville order for the bottom of the fourth inning. Jackson Lofton, the shortstop. Bats for the second time. He's 0-1 with a ground out. Peyton Paulette back on the hill. And he starts Lofton off with a fastball on the outside corner, registering at 92 on the stadium radar gun. Pitch number 55 of the outing. That's in there, 0-2 rather. Saw a pregame that Jackson Lofton's family in attendance. Part of the Mother's Day celebration on the field. A lot of mothers of both players and coaches in attendance here in downtown Fayetteville. Love to see that. 0-2 in Lofton. Hits one in the air to right, but it will hang up long enough for Logan to come in and make the catch for the first out.
Yeah, Ricky Rivera, our manager, has his mom and grandma in town this weekend, and they were on hand to see him get ejected back on Friday. He said his grandma was fired up about it. She was getting on the umpire. He was glad Ricky stuck up for his players.
First ejection at the single A level for Rivera as Sandro Gastone fouls off the first pitch. Do they save like the lineup card for that like they do with baseballs for a first hit?
I would think so. I told him he only has about four more to go until he ties Joe Thon's all-time ejection record.
Breaking ball. Did not break, came over everyone's head, and the ricochet came back and hit Sandro Gastone on his right shoulder, and he turned around with a big smile on his face. 1-1. Yeah, I remember last year was a busy one for Joe. I think he had three total.
Okay, so Ricky might not have that far to go.
1-1 on the outside corner. And he had the mad dash to the plate. Ironically, it was Lofton, I believe, who was trying to score from
It was a Whitaker inside the park attempt, yeah.
You're right. Yeah, Tyler Whitaker trying to score on a triple and turn into an inside the park home run play at the plate. Whitaker was called out, and the helmet went straight into the grass. Mm-hmm. And that was it for Joe Thon for that afternoon. There's a foul straight back. Gastone stays alive.
It's hard to become a Bobby Cox, though, of the minor leagues, because once you get thrown out three or four times, then usually you get a call and they tell you to calm it down.
Yeah.
So you only have so far of a leash.
2-2 pitch, and Gastone late on the fastball. He strikes out swinging. Fifth strikeout for Peyton Paulette. He's got the first two outs of the bottom of the fourth.
A really good pitch, about 94 miles an hour, right on the outside border of the strike zone, according to the Hawkeye system here in-house. And, well, with Patrick Leland going out there to the mound, if that's the last pitch of the day, that's one that Paulette can be happy with for sure.
Probably keeping an eye on his pitch count. Again, had the Tommy John surgery last January, but it was just a conversation, so he'll stay in the game.
Okay, I thought it was done.
So he'll get a chance to get through this fourth inning.
Might have just been a how you feeling type of conversation. They are trying to just be cautious and have constant communication with him.
So he'll try to get Espinosa here and complete four pretty impressive innings of one-run ball. Righty against righty, and Espinosa swings at the first pitch, hits it on the ground to sprinkle it short, and that will end the inning. So just with the doctor order for Peyton Paulette, a quick conversation with his manager, and he gets the third out on one pitch. A 1-2-3 fourth inning. Peckers go down in order. On to the fifth. 1-1 the score here at Segra Stadium.
When you see your name, make some noise. Let us know where you're sitting. Dogs and baseball is a wonderful reason to smile. Show us those shiny teeth for the Catlett Family Dentistry Smile Cam.
What I want. We'll be right back.
Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Cannonballers, the right fielder, number 10, Drake Logan.
Top of the fifth inning, and Nick Swanson back on the mound. He has equaled his longest start of the season. He's done it three times where he's gone four innings. He'll look to venture into the fifth. And back on the play-by-play, it's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Drake Logan is the hitter. First pitch outside to him, and it is 1-0. Kannapolis tied the game on a couple of two-out base hits as this pitch is soaring out into center. Cole backpedaling on it now to his left, and he makes the catch in the alleyway for out number one. So Logan gives it a good ride, but he is retired. Swanson now through 4 1/3 total innings. He gets ready to face Jeanabel Laureano. Now officially the longest start of the year for Swanson. And I think Swanson going into this series, you know, had an opportunity to really make a statement off of what's been a solid season so far. Laureano is ready, and the first pitch is down and inside. You covet the chances. Minor leaguer to pitch twice in a week because sometimes you only get the one time to go to the mound. Here's the 1-0 and a swing and a miss at strike one. And Swanson out of the bullpen didn't go very far on Tuesday. Two innings, one run given up on a home run in relief. But now today, stretching it out a little further than he has all year. Slider is down and outside. And as we mentioned, the guy who has pitched over 100 innings now in his Woodpeckers career, spent his whole pro career in single A. He's trying to get to that next level more than anybody right now. The 2-1. Changeup is down and inside. And I think at this stage now in your single A career, you're really trying to show every time you go out there that you're not just working on an individual pitch or trying to make some sort of a tweak, but you're trying to get to that next level. Here's a chopper over to third. Below came in charging on it. It rolls up his arm and ricochets out in a shallow left. See how they score this one, but probably going to be an error on below. He charged that ball, may have been better served sitting back on it and allowing that hop to come to him. And it'll put Laureano on with one out.
Yeah, it looked like an instance where you could tell that below hasn't played a lot of third base lately, not realizing he had a lot more time to get that ball to first base. Didn't really need to go for the old Olay there, and ultimately allows runner to reach base in Laureano.
So now it's Cabrera Weaver, and the first pitch to him is outside for ball one. Weaver singled his only time up in the third against Swanson, one of three base hits allowed. That does officially get scored as an error, by the way, in E5. Down and outside. First error the Woodpeckers have committed in the last couple of nights. They played air-free baseball yesterday. Everything really came together. The pitching, the hitting, the clean defense. Below, playing shallow towards the fringe of the third base grass. Here's the 2-0. Weaver looks at a strike, a changeup. Although the Woodpeckers have had cold spells this year, the five-game losing streak that extended over the first four games of this series, the five-game skid they had in April, they show every once in a while that it can all come together. Now Cabrera Weaver swings, golfs a line drive foul into the seats. That just barely hooks out of play. Hooked around that extended netting. But then you have a game like yesterday where it all comes together and you say, this is a team that can get a little bit more consistency out of them in those three phases of the game, clicking every night. I think they can make a run and compete with any of the teams in this division that we've seen so far. Big hole on the right side with Cruz up the middle. Weaver swings, grounds this ball inside of the third base bag. Below picks up, goes to second for one. The turn to first, they got him. An inning-ending double play. So Below, after committing the error, gets another chance to make up for it, and they go around the horn. 5-4-3. And Swanson threw five innings for the first time this year of one-run ball. Bottom five, we're halfway home. Tied at one on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Academy, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Let's go down to Double Play Doug with our contestants.
Thank you, sir. It is time for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's Mother's Day, so I'll start with Mom. This is Anne. Anne, say hello.
Hi.
This is Kelligan. Kelligan is actually a fifth grader. Kelligan, say hello.
Hi.
All right, guys, I got a buzzer. Whoever gets the answer, whoever thinks they have the answer, hit my buzzer, and we'll see what we got. In which state is Mount Rushmore located? You got the answer? Kelligan?
North Dakota.
Kelligan says North Dakota. Is he correct? He is not. Mom?
South Dakota.
Mom says South Dakota. All right, Mom's got one. Okay, so far. All right, here we go. How many days are there in a leap year? Kelligan.
366
says Kelligan. He is correct. We're tied 1-1. This is for all the marbles. If Mom gets it wrong, she has to repeat fifth grade. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Mom says Shakespeare. Is she correct? That's okay. We'll give it to her. It's Mother's Day. That's okay. Give me a big go, Peckers, guys.
Go, Peckers!
That's right.
This Cannonball is Pritchard Changes brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 23, Manuel Veloz.
New pitcher in for Kannapolis as we start the bottom of the fifth. First pitch from right-hander Manuel Veloz to Zach Cole. Misses below the zone. And it is 1-0. Cole below, and then Lorenzo, the 1-2-3 top of the order, a third time through. We are tied up at one. Pitch from Veloz misses low. And it is 2-0. Next one coming. Cole swings, foul tips, 2-1. Cole today has struck out looking, and he's also walked and scored a run. The only run of the day on that little flare single down the left field line from below. Scored Cole from second. Now he cuts through a breaking ball, and it is 2-2. Manuel Veloz comes in with a 1-0 record, a 5.60 ERA, his sixth relief appearance for the Cannonballers. 17 2/3 total innings of work this season. 2-2 to Cole, grounded over to first. Sitting back on it is Elko, takes a funny hop on him, but he corrals, throws to first, and or rather takes it to first himself there, and retires Cole in the 3 and assisted. He'll go to 0-2 and bring up below. It was the RBI single for below that gave Fayetteville a brief 1-0 lead. Kannapolis responded with a 2-out double by Baldwin and a 2-out single to score Baldwin from Bryce Willits and level it at 1-1. Below takes a knee-high slider a little inside, and it is 1-0. Other numbers for Veloz, he has 13 strikeouts, 9 walks, 11 earned runs, but he has not allowed a home run yet this year. Now below swings and lifts this out into deep right. Logan all the way to the warning track, and now he comes back in towards the grass and makes the catch. Below is just underneath that low breaking ball. And he hit it about 354 feet, but not enough.
He nearly spoke too soon. Looked like that ball might have had a chance of grabbing the short porch out in right field, but just a little bit too much underneath it for Ricardo below.
Switch hitter Dari Lorenzo in for a third time. Batting from the left side, the Woodpeckers' designated hitter takes down and away for ball one. Below's pitched a little bit for Kannapolis last year, and he had a really good showing in the Carolina League as Lorenzo swings and misses on a high fastball. He went 2-1 with a 1.04 ERA. That was over 17 1/3, about the same amount of time he's pitched this year. Just outside with a heater, 92, and it's 2-1. He was a starter for 2 games, reliever for 3, struck out 16 over those 17 1/3. And Lorenzo scoots out of the way of a down-and-in changeup. It is 3-1 on deck as Narvé Cruz.
He was also a starter in the Arizona Complex League last year mostly. 10 of 13 were starts.
And now a line drive over to short, up over the leap of Jordan Sprinkle and out into left center field. A nice return to the order for Dari Lorenzo. Hadn't played the last 2 weeks or so, again nursing that back injury, but his timing is locked in. 2-for-3, pair of singles, the opposite field. And he will give Narbe Cruz, who's 2-for-2 today, a chance to bat with two away.
I think Dar Lorenzo could very well be the best directional hitter on this team. He's a guy who knows how to hit to all fields, knows what pitches to take the other way, which to pull. Very, very good recognition.
Cruz attacks the first one and flares it out into center field. Lorenzo had a little bit of a late jump. He'll only get to second. But a 3-for-3 day, Narbe Cruz has reached base in all three plate appearances. We haven't seen a ton of three-hit games in this series. If any, Garrett McGowan is now up. He has struck out and walked, and every time he's stepped to the plate today, he's had a chance to drive in runs. A set from Veloz in the pitch. McGowan takes outside for ball one. For Narbe Cruz, it is just his second third-hit game of the season. It's his eighth multi-hit game of the year.
A pair of hits yesterday as well.
Yeah. The 1-0. McGowan swings and fouls that pitch off the inside of his right foot. That was a slider bearing in on him. And it is 1-1. The ninth three-hit game of the season for the Woodpeckers. The guy who had the most of them was Ryan Clifford with four before his promotion to Asheville. 1-1 is lifted high but playable out into right center field. Logan circling around, now coming forward, battling the sun, making the catch at the chest, and the inning is over. So the Woodpeckers have now left seven on base. They get two on with two out singles, but that is all. It is 1-1 through five. The sixth inning is next when Woodpeckers baseball continues in a moment.
Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Make some noise.
She was checking up for me. From the game she was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to
watch out.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Cannonballers, the shortstop, number five, Jordan Sprinkle.
Nick Swanson back out to work for the Woodpeckers in this sixth inning. And he will square off against Jordan Sprinkle, the top of the Cannonballers order, tied up at 1-1. We weren't sure if we'd see Swanson back out on the mound just because of where his pitch count is at right now. He delivers a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. The bullpen will be active to start the inning, but they're going to stretch him out a little bit beyond that 75-pitch cap that we usually see. In terms of innings on the arm and time spent in this league, there's nobody more veteran than Nick Swanson, and I think if you feel comfortable stretching anybody out at this point, it's probably him. Jordan Sprinkle takes down and inside. The fact that he also only pitched two innings on Tuesday, I think, is a big factor here. A pop fly out in the left. That's very shallow. Lofton and below, straddling the line. It is Lofton securing it for out number one. And Sprinkle is retired. It was already the longest start of the season for Nick Swanson when he pitched into the fifth. And now he's trying to get towards a quality start with just two more outs.
You look back, the only other guy who's accomplished that goal this year and gone six innings is man who has been his partner, Jose Nadal.
Yep, Nadal, who's slated to come in after Swanson. Next pitch, first pitch, should say, to Mario Camilletti is taken for a strike, a good slider. Swanson has made a correction on that pitch. He was leaving it a little bit short in the dirt first couple of innings, but now fine in the bottom of the zone, the 0-1. Camilletti takes it upstairs. And the count to 1-1. Swanson today has walked one, struck out two, really used the defense behind him as a changeup misses down and away, two balls and a strike. He's gotten two double plays to get out of innings, a 5-4-3 in the third and then again in the fifth. At the shoulder, Swanson winds, kicks, pitches. This pitch is sprayed left side, and that'll get into the stands. A foul ball for Camilletti. It is two balls and two strikes. Mentioned how he's a teammate of Andrew Taylor. He didn't play his full college years at Central Michigan. He started at Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan. 2-2, and heading that way again. Another foul ball. This one will make it to the train tracks and stays where it is on Camilletti. He ranks fifth in the Oakland University college program in all-time walks. He drew 92 walks. So this is a guy who's been getting on base with the free pass since he was a freshman going back to 2018. And he looks at one just down and outside. That's a well-placed pitch, but a better eye by Camilletti. And it's the reason why right there he's racked up so many of those things.
Yeah, just incredible plate vision, and we've seen it on display all series long.
Lofting a little towards the middle, below off of the line, pitch comes in, and again, a changeup nearly in the zone, just off of the down outside corner. And Camilletti draws the walk, and he also draws Ricky Rivera out of the dugout. Ricky walking out there. Nick Swanson is at 85 pitches. That's the most thrown by a pitcher all season for the Woodpeckers. And Ricky going to take that ball from Swanee. He'll shake the hands of all of his infielders and should get a nice ovation from this Sunday crowd. Swanson goes a season-long 5 1/3. Falls just short of a quality start today. Walked two, struck out two. And after a little bit of a short Tuesday, got to be stretched out a little bit longer today. So we'll step aside. Marshall Hunt coming in from the bullpen to try and get the final couple outs of the sixth. One on, one out, and a tied 1-1 game.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 28, Marshall Hunt. With the runner on first base and one out, coming to the plate for the Cannonballers, the first baseman, number 30, Tim Elko.
So Marshall Hunt comes on and has to face the Carolina League home run leader. Tim Elko steps into the right side. A walk puts Mario Camilletti on, ends the day for Nick Swanson after 5 1/3. He gave up the three hits, one run, two walks, two strikeouts. Longest outing of the year for Swanson. Most pitches thrown by a starter this year. And there's a good breaking ball that bottoms out on Elko. Gets strike one for Marshall Hunt. No record, 11.57 ERA. 4 2/3 innings this year. He's given up eight hits, six earned runs, seven walks to three strikeouts. And now Elko golfs this out into right. He got under it, medium depth, and Espinoza drifting forward on it, making the grab at the shoulders. And Elko is retired. So Marshall Hunt, despite some of those numbers, a lot of those are from his first couple of outings. He's coming off what's one of his best outings of the season. That was against these Cannonballers in the opener on Tuesday in the middle innings, and he went two hitless, scoreless innings. He walked one and struck out one, and you hope that that was kind of a get-right spot and a confidence builder for Marshall Hunt. He delivers a first-pitch fastball just off the plate and a little low to Brooks Baldwin. One ball and no strikes. Baldwin has scored the only Kannapolis run of the game. He doubled with two outs, came around on the Willits single in the fourth. And another pitch outside and low. It's two balls and no strikes. Marshall Hunt in his fifth appearance. Probably just trying to get these two outs of the sixth before they go with Jose Nadal for the seventh. And now this pitch is hit hard on a line, hooking towards the right field pole, and that one is a fair ball off the top of the wall. No home run sign. This is a live ball. Runner coming to the plate. Mario Camilletti slides in, and he is safe. Now, Colin, I think this should be a home run.
It looked like
that ball did clear the right field wall, but the two umpires did not indicate that it was a home run. That ball hit off one of the drink rails and came back into the field of play, and now the Cannonballers manager Patrick Leland is out of the dugout. This, again, should absolutely be a home run.
Yeah, they've got a legitimate gripe here. I think that ball might have even hit a fan up there in that first row right in front of the drink rails, but it was clear that it hit above the yellow line. Should be a two-run home run.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, if either the umpires saw that and there'll be enough of a discussion to overturn the call, and certainly doesn't seem like that, and that's an unfortunate break for the Cannonballers, but big-time break potentially for Fayetteville with two outs in the inning.
Yeah, that's a tough break for Baldwin, who's going to have to settle with a dub. I mean, if we could see it up here in the booth, Colin, the umpires need to be able to see that down here on the field, down there on the field. That should have been a two-out home run, a two-run home run for Baldwin, and Kannapolis is going to lose out on a run as a result of that, but they will take the lead 2-1, and Bryce Willits is stepping into the left side. And the pitch coming home. And sits on the outside. But Marshall Hunt, in the meantime, catches a break. We're here to just kind of tell you how it is, one way or another. And now Bryce Willits will try and carry on this two-out rally for the Cannonballers. Pitches down to the dirt to the outside.
Trackman had it at 338 down the right field line. It's 325 down, so you do the math.
Yeah, it's kind of deceiving because you do have this maroon-colored drink rail that is right atop the yellow padding, and it kind of disguises with the dark-colored wall. Here's a bouncing ball up along the chalk line towards first, and it'll just get foul before the bag. For Baldwin, it'll go down as his second double of the game, and jump his season RBI total as well, driving in Camilletti. For Baldwin, that's RBI number 17 of the year. But again, it should have been home run number 4 and giving him 18 ribbies on the season. Two balls, one strike. The pitch to Willits is a slider that curls in. Good pitch, 2-2. That run is going to go against Nick Swanson, so he does allow the two earned over 5 1/3 to officially close his day. And now the 2-2 to Willits. Down in the dirt, that hops over Gastone, gets all the way to the backstop, and Baldwin will stretch down to third base.
And we didn't get a great replay angle of where the ball hit, but just the body language, Rolando Espinosa, he slowly picked that ball up, indicating that he who had the best view of it out of anyone on the field saw that ball sail over the yellow line.
Willits swings and cracks it out into deep center. Cole sprinting back and with room in front of the track makes the catch. So Kannapolis gets one. A little controversial. Might have deserved two on that deep fly to right. What they thought was a home run ends up being a double. But the Cannonballers take a 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Jamie Williams. Jamie, please head to the day spa table on the concourse above section 127 to claim your prize. Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Manuel Veloz.
Go to lunch in the Jewish community. I won't tell on the bros what it means.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Luis Encarnacion bats in the bottom of the sixth inning. Woodpeckers now trail by a run, first pitch swing, and it's grounded over to third. A grab by Willits and a throw across leads down number one. So Encarnacion goes to 0-for-3. The Cannonballers have Manuel Veloz back out on the mound. And he now has the lead after that RBI double for Brooks Baldwin. Controversial double, though. It looked like it did clear the wall out in right, hit the drink rail up atop the fence, and then came back down into the field of play. That would be, by the field rule, the ground rule, a home run. But it was called a live ball by the two-man umpiring crew and ultimately a double. So Kannapolis misses out on the run but has the lead. And there's a bouncing ball hit foul by Jackson Lofton. Veloz's been pitching since the fifth behind the starter Peyton Paulette. And Veloz in line for a win if his team can hold on the rest of the day. They're trying to win 5 of 6 here on the road. Woodpeckers trying to grab back-to-back games at home to close the series. And here's the one kick in the 0-2. Lofton sticks the bat out. Shorts one out into right, sprinting forward on it, Logan, and he gets underneath for out number two. Lofton's put the ball in play all three times today. You go back yesterday and he put it in play 3 of 4 times at the plate. He struck out in his final at bat, but right now Jackson Lofton, he's putting the bat on the ball. He's getting it out. He's not striking out every time, and he's just not finding any real estate out there. So been a tough series for him at the plate as Sandro Gastone digs in. 2 outs, nobody on. 2-1 Cannonballers and a 1-0 count to Gastone. Next pitch is up top.
He's hoping to replicate what he had in the sixth inning of yesterday's game. The big home run proved to be really big because at the time it gave Fayetteville a 2-run lead, but Kannapolis quickly got it back with a home run of their own in the following inning.
Next pitch home. Next pitch home, a slider outside, and it is 3-0. So Gastone can stay patient here with Rolando Espinoza hanging out on deck. Gastone struck out in both at-bats today. And he does have the green light on 3-0, a little surprised to see him swinging on that one. And that was a pitch that, according to the online strike zone, was a little bit inside, probably ball four. And now he does take ball four up and away. But I think that can just be a little bit of the mentality stuff that Sandro Gastone is still working on at this stage of 3-0, unless it's, you know, that perfect pitch. You don't got to swing at it. You can take your walk, get on base. Gastone, though, a guy that, simply put, loves hitting home runs, loves hitting the ball far, and he wants to try and do that more so than walk. Rolando Espinoza now into the right side. The pitch. He swings and hits this ball out into left field, hooking towards the corner. Laureano over, and that ball lands foul just to the left of the chalk.
Those fly balls down the left field line, just all year it seems like it's been tricky to tell if that ball's going to end up landing inside or outside the chalk line. Saw one from Narbe Cruz early in the year that landed right on the wall down that left field line. The ball can tend to carry once it's going into that left field corner.
Espinoza has grounded out twice today. Once to third, once to short. So a couple of grounders to the pole side as Gastone leads off. The 0-1 comes in, and it misses just outside. One ball and one strike on Rolando Espinoza. Back from his tour around the Astros farm system, played a little bit at Sugar Land, then at Corpus Christi as a filler, now back with the Woodpeckers. Long look to first, the 1-1. Swinging another ground ball left side. Two hops for Willits. He'll go the short route to Baldwin. Over its second, and the inning is over on a fielder's choice. So the Woodpeckers get a two-out base runner, but that is all. Baldwin's double has given Kannapolis the lead in the sixth. And we head to the seventh in a low-scoring game, 2-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the real estate, Kiss Cam. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 38, Jose Nodal.
Seguí peleando porque soy un guerrero. Me colé entre la primero. Soy un campeón. Se mandan a bomba y corazón. Quisieron darme pa' abajo con el tabón.
Jose Nodal will take over for the Woodpeckers here in the seventh inning. A one-run game in the series conclusion. 2-1 Cannonballers. Troy Klunch leads it off, and now back on the play-by-play for the seventh, here's Colin.
Thank you, Andrew. Nodal starts his outing off with a fastball right down the middle for strike one. Jose Nodal, not in relief. He started the opener in this series all the way back on Tuesday. Breaking ball misses downstairs. Only went two innings. Had to really work for those two innings, but he gave up just the one unearned run on one hit, four walks, three strikeouts. Hit the other way by Klunch. Espinosa jogging towards it, and he makes the catch for the first out. But Nodal on the season, 0-3 with a 4.50 earned run average over six games, 18 innings pitched total. Six of those coming in one outing. He gave up three unearned runs in what was certainly his best outing of the season. Drake Logan, 0-2, steps into the box. And the righty gets a breaking ball just outside. Series finale, still 18 more games scheduled between these two teams this season. Logan fouls it back. Of course, once we get to the second half of the year, these two teams will look a lot different when we get to those July and August meetings. Got the draft at the end of July. Really shakes things up for the home stretch in the Carolina League. 12-6 curve misses low, 2-1. Speaking of the Carolina League, everyone else in action on this Mother's Day. Bottom of the eighth inning out in North Augusta, where the Green Jackets, they lead Charleston 6-3. Those River Dogs struggling after a dominant year in 2022 during both halves of the Carolina League. Nodal with the 3-1, and it's spoiled foul off to the right. Salem on top 3-1 in the third inning over Columbia. That's significant because Kannapolis were to hold on, and that score holds. They would pull back even heading into the off day. with Columbia for the top spot in the South Division. Nadal peers in. Payoff pitch. Pitch was dropped by Gastone, and it missed inside for a one-out walk. Logan aboard. That'll bring up Joanna Villaloriano, looking to add some insurance to Kannapolis's 2-1 lead. Other games in action later. A 6:05 start in Myrtle Beach as the Pelicans host the Lynchburg Hillcats. Nadal, first pitch to Loriano, misses downstairs. And then two other games that have gone final on this Sunday. Fredericksburg, back in the win column, a 6-3 victory over the top team in the North, the Carolina Mudcats. Fred Nats try to get hot. Called strike, gets 1-1 on Loriano. And then the Delmarva Shorebirds with a 5-4 victory over the other team that's in a share for the top spot in the North, the Down Eastwood Ducks, Fayetteville's next opponent. Swung on and missed, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Logan held on at first by McGowan. And Nadal generates a foul tip, so Loriano stays alive. Houston Astros coming off a 3-1 loss to the Kannapolis Cannonballers Major League affiliate, the Chicago White Sox. That was last night. Decent start, though, from Brandon Bylak, former Woodpecker. A foul tipped, and oh, man, that got just above the knee of Sandro Gastone, and he is in some pain, but he hops back to his feet and will try to limp it off.
Yeah, just missed the upper part of the shin guard. Got him in the right outside of the knee, like you said, Colin.
Ricky Rivera, trainer Jennifer Bardalis, going to check on the catcher. But the Astros currently in a 4-3 lead over the White Sox. That in the bottom of the sixth inning at Guaranteed Rate Field. Hunter Brown on the mound, still out there, has gone 5 2/3 innings. As they continue to look at Gastone. And he will stay in the game. Yiner Diaz, first home run of the season.
Yeah.
Solo shot in the fourth inning.
I think he hit it, a measurement on it, 420 something today. So it was a big home run for Diaz.
Jordan Alvarez.
No,
Jordan Alvarez also with a double and two RBIs. Young catching prospect with a bomb. Runner going. Pitch comes inside and it glances off the bat of Loriano. So that will send Logan back to first base. The White Sox. Luis Robert with his 11th home run of the season. Jake Berger also with a home run. So two surrendered by Hunter Brown. In fact, that Berger home run happened moments ago. And that ended up chasing Brown from the game after 5 2/3. One ball, two strike to count. And Nadal can't bend the breaking ball in the zone, and Loriano held up with the check swing. Two runs on four hits, no errors for the Cannonballers. They have left three on base so far. Fayetteville with a run on six hits, one error, and they have stranded eight. Called strike three on the breaking ball, inside corner, well located by Nadal. He gets his first strikeout, second time that Loriano has gone down looking this afternoon. And with two away, Logan still at first, Cabrera Weaver comes to the plate.
That was a good adjustment by Nadal. K-Zone had that previous pitch, the one just on the inside, slightly out of the zone. A good call by Roberson. And then he made the correction, brought it just inside of the strike zone and got Loriano looking. So a nice adjustment.
Weaver takes strike one on the outside corner. He's looking for redemption after he had a chance with a runner on first, one down in the fifth against Nick Swanson, grounded into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. second twin killing turned by the Fayetteville defense this afternoon. Check swing, but Weaver did not break the plane. It's a bit windy at the start of this one, but the flag standing still out beyond center field. Overcast skies as it has been all morning and afternoon. Breaking ball slipped out of the hand of Nodal. It's 2-1. This is the 60th all-time meeting between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Fayetteville with a narrow 30-29 edge over Kannapolis. It's fouled back, 2-2. Woodpeckers also as a franchise, they are closing in on what would be their 700th game in franchise history. Today marks the 697th, so next week in Kinston, they will hit that milestone as a team. The 2-2, hit on the ground to short. One-handed by Lofton, flips to Cruz the short way to end the inning. So a one-out walk does not faze. Jose Nadali pitches a clean top of the seventh. We head into the stretch. Kannapolis 2, Fayetteville 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take, sing it in the berm. I, so it's root Packers. The old attaboy, Peckers, attaboy.
There's a place you can go, I said, young man. When you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the
spell it. On the mound for the Cannonballers, Marshall Hunt. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning.
Bottom seven, Fayetteville trailing 2-1 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the order for the Woodpeckers. Zach Cole takes strike one from Manuel Veloz, who's been out there since the fifth inning. He's gone two scoreless so far, trying to make it three. Cole, inside out swing, and he fouls it down the left field line. Zach today in his second game since returning from a finger injury. He is 0-2, strikeout looking, a walk and a run scored, and he grounded out to first his last time up. Veloz with the 0-2, Cole stays alive. Despite the time missed, Cole still leads the team in both home runs and RBIs. Now 23 after the two-run triple yesterday. Fastball up and away. Those five home runs include the two home run game he had in Salem, the grand slam he hit against the Fredericksburg Nationals. He's had some big ones. And here he is hit by a pitch on that back foot. Breaking ball came in and hit his instep. He'll take off all his equipment, head on down to first, and that is not a guy you want to put on first base to begin an inning.
We saw Whitaker a couple nights ago get aggressive in these late inning spots. And wouldn't be surprised to see Cole, one of the speedier guys on this team, get off and going, try and get in scoring position and give his offense three outs to try and drive him in.
First pitch to Ricardo below. Misses down and away. Cole had his 11th stolen base earlier in the game. He leads off, held on by Tim Elko at first. Below's delivers. Trying to keep it away from below, but too far off the plate for the first two. Ricardo had the lone RBI single on a bloop to shallow left field that brought in Cole. The only run scored so far by Fayetteville this Sunday afternoon. Outside, and below can wait for his pitch here. It's 3-0. This will be the 37th pitch for Veloz. And it misses outside. So a hit by pitch and a walk puts runners at first and second. The tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. And Dari Lorenzo stepping in. He is 2-for-3 this afternoon.
All right, pressure's on. So two on, nobody out. And this heart of the order has a ton of chances to try and tie this game or take the lead. And that bullpen for Kannapolis is going to start to activate. And pitching coach going to stroll out there, buy a little bit of time. You have guys who have all put together good at-bats today. Lorenzo, Cruz, even McGowan's hit a couple of balls hard. These are guys you want up in this spot. And it's all pressure on Kannapolis at this point, even up by a run.
Blake Hickman, the pitching coach on the mound, he is a former Kannapolis intimidator, pitched for them in 2017. He's a right-hander. He's making his professional coaching debut here this year as the pitching coach. And safe to say, with the way starting pitching has gone this week, he's doing quite the job for the Chicago White Sox single-A affiliate. He heads back into the dugout, and in steps Lorenzo. Single to left in the first. Fly out to right in the third. Single to left in the fifth. Called strike one. Now Malo's starting to locate that outside corner a bit better. Cole leads off second. Below off first. And Lorenzo takes a breaking pitch down low. Fayetteville this season, when they have trailed after six innings, are 0-18. Trying to kill that trend once and for all. Lorenzo, a wave and a miss. Pretty incredible that all 18 losses that the Woodpeckers have had this year, they have trailed after six. Even includes games in which they came back and won. Got four comeback wins this year. Lorenzo softly hit to second, could be two. Flipped to short for one. Throw on by Sprinkle is a double play. So Zach Cole advances to third base, but the 4-6-3 double play puts the pressure on Narve Cruz. He steps in, tying run at third with two outs in the seventh.
Yeah, the great equalizer, the double play, and you save your lead runner, which is the good thing. Bad thing, though, is, like you said, Colin, everything now on Cruz to try and extend this inning. Even if you don't bring the run home, just find a way to get on, whether it's a walk, and keep the order moving.
Narbe today, 3-for-3, three singles. Takes strike one, outside corner. Can he deliver a fourth? Ground ball to short, right at Sprinkle. Comes up firing, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers escape the 2-on, no-out jam. A double play and a ground out, and we're on to the eighth. Still a 2-1 lead for the Cannonballers right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Cannonballers 2. Fans, take a look at the Segretron, because it's time for a hat shuffle. Told you it's a hat shuffle. back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nadal.
Sprinkle, sprinkle, little rock.
Jose Nadal back on the mound to begin the eighth inning, looking to keep it a one-run deficit. Annapolis Cannonballers lead it 2-1. Again, happy Mother's Day to everyone tuning in. And for the conclusion of this one, let's send the play-by-play back over to Andrew Chapman.
All right. Thanks, Colin. Woodpeckers trying to grab a second in this series to close the week. Top of the order for the Cannonballers and Jordan Sprinkle taking ball one from Nadal. And here's his wind kick and an offering outside. Two balls and no strikes. He really had a good opportunity there in the seventh with two on, first and second, nobody out. And if the Woodpeckers are unable to win today, they'll look back on that inning as a missed out opportunity. A double play and then a ground out. Got Manuel Veloz out of the jam. Foul back by Sprinkle. It's a two ball and one strike count. The Kannapolis leadoff hitter is hit into a double play of his own today. 0 for 3, a fly out, pop out, and the 5-4-3 inning ender in the third. The two ball, one strike pitch. Sprinkle swings and spoils it off to the right. And the count's 2-2. Nick Swanson went 5 1/3. Marshall Hunt did allow an inherited runner to score in the sixth. Got the final two outs of that inning. And Nadal now pitching his second inning. Pitch to Sprinkle. Up and outside, and it is ball three. High scoring yesterday. 11 combined runs of offense. Low scoring today, 2-1. 3-2 payoff is shot off foul. And Sprinkle will keep it full. And now another 3-2 is lifted out in a medium center. Zach Cole throwing his arms to his side, strolling forward, and the catch is made for out number one. Sprinkle flies out, goes to 0 for 4, and that will bring up Mario Camilletti.
Yeah, across the board in this game, gotten great pitching. Good Woodpeckers from Swanson. Yeah, Hunt gave up the big hit down the right field line to Baldwin, but eventually did his job and minimized that damage. And now Nadal not letting anything get hit hard. He's making Kannapolis earn every single pitch.
First pitch to Camilletti is down in the dirt, 1-0. Fly out to center and to right, and Camilletti walked in the sixth and scored the go-ahead run on the Brooks-Baldwin RBI double. And here's the 1-0 outside again. And if you're just joining us, that was a controversial RBI double for Brooks-Baldwin. It was a line drive down the right field line. It looked like it hit the drink rail, which is over the wall. Would have been a two-run home run. Instead, called a live ball and a double down on the field, and it led to just one run. Upon further examination, though, it should probably be a 3-1 Kannapolis lead, but they're on top 2-1 due to that call. Curveball missed up and inside on Camilletti, a left-on-left matchup here. He's trying to draw his second walk. The 3-0 pitch centers up the zone. A good breaking ball, trying to climb his way back. Camilletti, one of three Central Michigan players drafted from last year's program. Of course, you have Andrew Taylor here in Fayetteville and Jacob Marcy. He was a sixth rounder by the Padres last season. Down an outside corner slider, and Nadal gets it back to full with the breaking stuff. So that's a good amount of pro talent coming out of the Chippewas last year. Andrew Taylor being the top draft pick, of course, as the second round compensatory man for the Astros. 3-2 payoff pitch from Nadal. And it is spoiled foul left side and towards the train tracks.
See more of these schools that aren't Power 5 but really developing big baseball programs. One that jumps to my mind is Campbell University just down the road of Fayetteville.
Sure, then Coastal Carolina is starting to get a lot of national recognition as well. 3-2 pitch. Here's a ground ball pulled over to second base. A sliding pickup by Cruz and right. He throws to first from a knee and gets the out. Nice play by Cruz, hustling over to his left and helping out his pitcher. Camilletti is retired, two gone. Of course, Coastal Carolina does have a national championship under their belt from, 2015 season or so, which really put them on the map. And as of recent. You see a lot more pro talent coming out of their program. Tim Elko now. And a first pitch fastball is down and inside. Elko quiet today, but always a danger when he steps to the plate to hit one long. And a slider misses up high. We were talking about Tim Elko and just why he is such an Ole Miss legend on campus. You put his name next to the likes of Archie Manning and Eli Manning and some of the anointed ones in the Rebels program as Elko swings and pops a fly ball towards right field, and that'll get foul. But his name really went into the legendary category in the 2021 season. That was the year before Ole Miss won the national championship just last year. And Elko, hustling out a ground ball in April, ended up tearing his ACL. He blew out his knee. That should have been a season-ending injury. But instead of undergoing season-ending surgery, he rehabbed it for about a month and came back as the designated hitter as he flies it deep out into center field. Cole to the start of the warning track with room makes the catch. He went on to become an MVP of the Oxford Regional that year. DH hitting home runs with a torn ACL and forever in the history book for Ole Miss for that. 1-2-3 inning for Jose Nadal. We're going to the bottom of the eighth with the Woodpeckers still trailing 2-1.
This Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 40, Emerson Calavera. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 46, Garrett McGowan.
Bottom eight, and the Woodpeckers still trailing the Ballers 2-1. Garrett McGowan leads off against a new right-hander. After three innings of relief from Manuel Veloz, the Ballers turn to Emerson Talavera, another right-hander, no record, and a 5.40 ERA. A one pitch to McGowan is cut on and fouled back. It is nothing in two. Ninth appearance in relief for Talavera. He's gone 10 innings, given up 6 earned runs, 2 home runs over the 10 innings of work, 5 walks, 11 strikeouts, and a whip of 1.90. The wind kick, 0-2. McGowan looks at it outside. One ball and two strikes. Talavera pitches for the first time in this series. It's his first game in a little over a week. He last pitched on May 7th. And now the kick and the 1-2 pitch. McGowan swings, pops this up over the third base dugout, and towards the concourse it'll go. Sticks at 1-2. Actually been exactly a week. Talavera was back on the last on the mound Sunday in Kannapolis, pitched twice in that Augusta series. And he strikes out McGowan with an off-speed pitch. Got him fishing down low for it. And there's one gone. Woodpeckers down to their final five outs in this one, but just trailing by a run. They have had runners on base in six of the seven innings prior to this eighth. Only 1-2-3 inning was in the fourth, but they left two on in the fifth, one on in the sixth, and then a runner on third in the seventh. So they've had some opportunities, but been unable to get that big game-tying or go-ahead hit. Luis Encarnacion laying off the first one. It's a strike on the high outside corner, 0-1. Encarnacion has put the ball in play three times, but is 0-3. And now he swings and hits a high arcing fly ball out into left. Laureano gets to the track, now comes forward and puts the squeeze on for out number two. Encarnacion had some of these spectators holding their breath, but that one just falls short. It is the second out of the eighth inning. He'll go to 0-4, and here's Jackson Lofton.
He's just out in front of it a little bit. Slow breaking ball, and Talavera's curveball really gets down there in the low 70s, and Encarnacion made some pretty good contact, but all his weight was already forward, couldn't get a lot of power.
Here's the first pitch to Lofton, and that one almost hit him in the head. Look out. A 70-mile-per-hour, whatever it was, slipped out of the fingers, and he had to bail out of the way. Lofton's hit the ball in play three times, but he's 0-3. Ground out and a pair of flyouts. And there's a slider weaving to the middle and called to strike 1-1. These bottom three hitters in the order, Lofton, Gastone, and Espinoza, all without a base hit today. And now the 1-1 coming. This is up and outside. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Kannapolis, a run on six base hits. And no errors for Fayetteville. And now the 2-1. Lofton chases to the outside. That was a fastball that he extended too far on, and it's 2-2. So Talavera trying to go 1-2-3 out of the bullpen. Shut down the Woodpeckers in the eighth. Here's his wind in 2-2. Lofton strikes out swinging. A slider got him flailing. And he is down. Two strikeouts, a 1-2-3 eighth for Talavera. And we are going to our final frames with the Woodpeckers still trailing by a run. It is 2-1 ballers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, folks, I'm here with Briston. Briston, how old are you?
Seven.
Briston is seven. All right, buddy, you're going to have to guess the attendance, how many people came to the game. No pressure, right? It's Mother's Day, so you're doing this for your mom. Are you ready?
B.
Wait, hold on. Is it 3,074, 3,186, or 3,249? Which one is it, buddy?
Take a look.
You are. Which one? Pick one.
386.
All right, he's saying it's 3,186. It's Mother's Day. Do it for Mom. Give it to him. Yes! Briston, look right there in that camera and say, go, Mom.
Go, Mom.
That's right.
Off the top of the ninth inning for the Cannonballers, the second baseman, number six, Brooks Baldwin.
Yeah, The end of the ninth inning tonight on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Thanks for tuning us in. It is 2-1. Low-scoring game. The Woodpeckers still within striking distance. It's now Jose Nadal back for the ninth. And Brooks Baldwin at the plate. Switch hitter hasn't gotten a bat from the right a ton this week. A little bit on Tuesday, a little bit today facing Nadal, but that's about it. Baldwin looks at a fastball knee high on the 0-1. It is nothing and two quickly. Baldwin, Willits, and Troy Klontz are the hitters. Scheduled in this ninth, Baldwin gave Kannapolis the lead with an RBI double in the sixth, but probably should have had his fourth home run of the season. The wind in the 0-2. Swings, chops this over to third. It'll get foul. He roped a line drive that just got over the right field wall, hit the drink railing, came back into the field of play. But it was called a live ball and a double. And that's how the call stood. The Baldwins had two doubles today, two for three, an RBI and a run. He's contributed to both runs. And a fastball misses up high. Great. One ball and two strike count. Baldwin, the 12th rounder out of UNC Wilmington last year. Ready, the 1-2. It is up and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Four seasons at UNC Wilmington. We detailed a little bit yesterday how he was drafted in the 15th round in 2021 by the Giants. Went back to college for a year, improved his draft stock by a few rounds. 2-2 pitch. This is a hanging breaking ball. Popped up over to the first base side foul territory. McGowan right in front of his teammates on the railing. Makes the catch. Four out number one. Baldwin will go to two for four. We've talked about it before here on the broadcast, but the Woodpeckers have not had any comeback magic in them so far this season. In games they have trailed after the sixth inning, they have gone a combined 0 for 18. Bryce Willits now, a left-on-left matchup, takes a slider low and away, and it's 1-0. So this is another one of those spots, but can they finally figure out a way to pull it back? The 1-0 pitch. It is outside. Kannapolis does have some activity out there in their bullpen, and it does look like Carolina saves leader Billy Seidel is starting to warm up. The 2-0. Willits takes a fastball strike on the outside corner. It is 2-1. Willits drove in the first run of the game, tied the game 1-1 in the fourth with an RBI single. 2-1 pitch. Swings and punches it on the ground to third. A backhanded snag by Ballo, but the throw pulls McGowan off of the line and gets by him. Well, it's hustling down to second base and a critical throwing error. In the ninth inning, that is the third error, the second error, today on the third baseman below. He committed an error in the fifth and now here in the ninth. And that would have been the second out. Not to be.
That was a strange motion he made on that throw. He fielded it quickly, had plenty of time to throw, and then just, I don't know if he panicked or what, but he rushed it and pulled McGowan way off the bag, went away. Could be a very crucial error.
It's now Troy Klontz getting a hit with a runner in scoring position, and the first pitch is down and in on him. One ball and no strikes on Klontz. Gets his third start of the series today behind the plate. He's gone 0 for 3 with a couple of ground outs and a fly out to right. Pitch home, line drive out to left over the leap of Lofton. And it's picked up by Encarnacion. He'll quickly get it in. Willits stops at third. Single puts runners at the corners. So how big that error is now, really looming with that run down at third. It's bringing Drake Logan up to the plate for Klontz. That'll go down as his fifth hit of the series. He's been having a pretty solid series. He's 5 for 13 over his three games. And now Logan, who has walked, flied out, grounded out. Nadal trying to keep this game 2-1. First pitch is low and inside.
He's a big-time ground ball pitcher, so obviously the best case scenario for Fayetteville is to get one on the ground up the middle and turn an easy double play ball to get out of the jam.
Swanson was able to get two while he was out there for 5 1/3. Slider spins down and in. Two balls, no strikes on Logan. And the Woodpeckers have turned the fewest double plays as a defense this year in the league, but again, two today, and Nadal with that heavy slider usage. That pitch is designed to get something on the ground. The 2-0 pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Don't get over the first base dugout and onto the roof. 2-1 on Drake Logan. Logan, the San Diego native. And we have a stoppage as a baseball has gotten loose. There's a couple of young children out there that I think were playing with a baseball and had to get under the fence. So we have a stoppage out there. Asheville Tourists are playing today. They are wrapping up their series with the Rome Braves, and their game has already gone final. Tourists grab a win on this Mother's Day, 4-3. And go to 12-19 on the year. The win went to Ryan Gusto in that one, his second of the season. There's a slider after the stoppage. It lands for strike two to Logan. On the offensive end, Jacob Melton hit his fifth home run of the year. He's starting to heat up a little bit. Melton now batting .250 on the season. His OPS up to .869. Went 2-for-4 today with two RBIs. 2-2 pitch. Down and inside on a breaking ball. Full on Drake Logan. He had Carlos Calderon get the start. He gave up 2 earned runs over 4 2/3, struck out 5, and then Gusto just 1 run over 4 innings out of the bullpen to get the win. Payoff pitch with runners on the corners. It misses high, and they are loaded up. Claunch goes to second. Logan to first on his second walk of the game. And we're going to have a meeting on the mound in this spot. Pitching coach Zach Wilkins is working his way out there to the mound. Gustone and Below will join in on this conversation.
Silver lining here is got a chance at getting a force at any base, so you'd go home, worst case scenario, but a lot of pressure here on Jose Nadal to try to get out of this inning. That error is still looming pretty large, but Laureano coming up, he's going to be forced to make a big-time pitch, nowhere to put him.
In Double-A today, the Corpus Christi Hooks are final in their series with San Antonio. And they got a great pitching effort today in a 1-0 shutout of San Antonio to go to 13-20 on the year. 7 scoreless innings and 9 strikeouts out of former Woodpeckers Spencer Arrighetti. He was nails. Now it's Jeanabel Laureano with the bases loaded. After the meeting on the mound, he swings at the first pitch, fouls it off, and it is 0-1. Drew Gilbert went 1-for-4 today, drove in the only run of the game with a single. Drew Gilbert hitting .292 over a small handful of games so far in Double-A. Joey Loperfido went 1-for-3. He's still hitting over .300, .308 in Double-A. The 0-1 pitch. Laureano swings, sends a chopper shallow to third. Below fields on the grass, goes home, gets the out. And that'll be the only one, but it saves the run. Below, who committed the throwing error earlier in the inning to allow Willits to get on base, ends up throwing out Willits at the plate and keeping this game at 2-1 with two outs now in the ninth inning.
That came full circle for him. That's got to feel good, getting that big out and now allowing your pitcher to just focus on the batter and get him out any way you can, and then try to get the bats going in the bottom of the ninth.
So the infield who was playing in the corners at least a moment ago, they'll proceed those corners about halfway along the dirt. Cabrera Weaver with a shot up the middle, fielded by Cruz towards the bag, and he'll hustle over to second, stump on it himself, inning over. Jose Nadal steadies in after the error. The meeting on the mound got him right. And two quick outs take us to the bottom of the ninth. One-run game, the Woodpeckers trying to come back on Mother's Day when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
With you right now, just got here, and he's going to help.
trust. That's the signal.
This Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 13, Billy Seidel.
A pensar en todo, mi cubita se extraña, aunque vive en Miami, aunque vive en Italia. Yo le puse empeño y tuve que mirar para poder cumplir mi sueño. Por culpa de un mal gobierno.
Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 47, Sandro Gaston.
Bottom nine, the Woodpeckers trail this series conclusion 2-1, and now they have to face the Carolina League saves leader in Billy Seidel. Six saves and seven opportunities for the Kannapolis right-hander, a 2-1 record, 3.68 ERA. He faces Sandro Gaston, and his first pitch, a fastball, misses down and outside. It is 1-0, 14 and two-thirds innings for Seidel. He's given up six earned runs, no home runs, seven walks, and 17 strikeouts. Pitch to Sandro, down and away again, and it's two balls and no strikes. Woodpeckers went down in order against Talavera in the eighth, and now Kannapolis turn into their third reliever, fourth arm into the game behind Veloz, Talavera, now Seidel. 2-0 to Sandro, called a strike. He hit the home run yesterday in the sixth that proved to be the winning run at the end of the day, the all-important sixth run, his first of the season. Leaving the yard here at Segra Stadium. The 2-1 pitch swings late on a 91-mile-per-hour fastball, and it goes to 2-2. Rolando Espinoza is on deck, and then Zach Cole is in the hole. You'd really like to try and get a runner on base when you bring Cole to the plate in a few hitters. The set by Seidel, the 2-2. Slider cuts very far outside. Seidel really bounces around out there on the mound. He pitches with a lot of energy, a lot of explosiveness as he slides down the slope.
Played his college days at Duke just up the road.
Three balls and two strikes. Seidel at the belt, kicks, pitches. Gaston swings. That ball is out towards short. Sprinkle, the high throw to first, but it is in time for out number one.
It's been a great series at short for Jordan Sprinkle. Every single ball that's hit deep in the hole, whether it be to his left or to his right, seems like he's gotten to, and those are those plays that add up, keep base runners off, and he's been a difference maker. Even though he hasn't hit the ball great in this series, his defense has been A1.
Yeah, a little quiet on the offensive end, but made up for it with the glove work. Now Espinoza, one gone in the ninth, first pitch is up and in. One ball and no strikes on Espinoza, who is 0-for-3. He is grounded out to third, to short, and also hit into a fielder's choice. Seidel works from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch inside. Back-to-back hitters. He's fallen behind 2-0. Seidel was on the mound here at Segra Stadium on Thursday night and picked up the save, his sixth of the year. Pitches outside. He pitched a scoreless, hitless ninth inning. Didn't walk anybody, struck out one, but now he's In another three-ball count, falling behind Espinosa 3-0. I think the take sign has to be on here the entire way. You want to get that tying run on any way you can. Seidel shrugs the shoulders, pitches, and misses inside. A four-pitch walk. First walk given up by Billy Seidel since May 2nd. That was three outings ago at home against Augusta. And the pitching coach, Blake Hickman, is going to head out there to the mound and talk this over with his closer. And if you're Espinosa there, consider job accomplished. Just get on base for your home run leader, Zach Cole. Now the fifth time through the lineup. Cole has shown that his timing looks pretty good with the two-run triple yesterday. He barely missed his sixth home run of the season. Hit it right off the top of the center field wall. And now he comes up in a big spot here in the ninth inning. Tying run at first, winning run at the plate in a 2-1 game. First pitch is lifted foul over our heads in the booth, and it is 0-1. Cole was out the first four games of this series with a finger injury. And then was injected back into the top of the order yesterday, his second game this week. So he's pretty fresh, well rested. The pitch outside. And it is 1-1 on Cole. The last time that Seidel gave up a walk, mentioned back on May 2nd, that was his toughest outing of the season when he gave up five earned runs. It's the only reason he really has an ERA at this stage of the season. 1-1. Cole swings off the end of the bat, and that'll loop foul. So 1-2, Seidel gets ahead. Altogether, this year, he's held opponents scoreless in six games. And now the 1-2. Cole strikes out swinging, a slider on the inside. And that kind of tied him up on the knuckles. A big strikeout for Billy Seidel. Now one out away from locking up his league-leading seventh save, but he has to take on one of the Woodpeckers' most consistent hitters over the last 2 weeks, Ricardo Belleau, the switch hitter batting from the left side. 1-for-3 today. Takes the first pitch, a fastball just on the inside of the zone, and it is 0-1. Woodpeckers had a home run, a double, a couple of doubles, a triple yesterday, but no extra base hits today. Espinosa off of first. Ballo swings and lifts this one down the left field line. That'll tail into the seats, and it is 0-2. The Woodpeckers down to their final strike of this game, of this series. Kannapolis trying to take a fifth here on the road. Stay atop the Carolina League South. Seidel sets the belt, peeks to first, pitches. Ballo swings and skies this out into right field, fairly shallow. Logan coming forward on it. Right fielder calling him off, making the catch, and the game is over. Billy Seidel able to survive and block in his seventh save of the year. And the Woodpeckers drop this one 2-1. They had some chances, some base runners, but couldn't do anything with them in the final stretch. And the Cannonballers able to piece together a bullpen effort to take 5 of 6 on the road this week in Fayetteville. 2-1 the final score. Postgame show coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
He knows dirty secrets that I keep. Does he know it's killing me? He knows, does he know? Another's hands have touched my skin. I won't tell him where I've been. He knows, he knows, he knows.
Tearing me apart, she's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The picture's on her phone, she's not coming home.
Coming home, coming home.
I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other. Did last summer.
Tell me where you've been.
I know what you did last summer.
Can't seem to let you go. Can't seem to hold you close. I know. When she looks me in the eyes, they don't seem as bright. No more, no more, I know. But she loved me every time. What I promised her that night, cross my heart and hope to die. Tearing me apart. She's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The pictures on her phone. She's not coming home.
I'm not coming home.
Oh, nah, 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 yeah. I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back up to the broadcast booth, and thanks again so much for being with us on this Mother's Day, watching a little baseball with us. And Colin, the Woodpeckers end up battling in a close one. Yesterday, we saw a lot of offense in a one-run game, just like today. 6-5, Woodpeckers win. Today, though, Kannapolis was able to piece together a bullpen effort with Talavera, Veloz, and then, of course, Carolina Saves leader Billy Seidel with his seventh of the year. You like the Woodpeckers' ability to get runners on base there in the end. They were just missing out, though, on that big hit, kind of like they got yesterday with a triple or a home run. It never arrived today, just all singles again for this Woodpeckers offense. And it was started by a really good effort from Nick Swanson out on the mound in this one, but just not enough offense down the stretch there.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, though, about Swanson. This was probably his best outing of the year. Didn't have the strikeout pitch working, but he got some timely double play balls. Got a couple of big-time inning-ending double plays that gave Fayetteville some life. Had that 1-0 lead, but Kannapolis comes roaring back and ends up getting the game-winning run eventually. But, yeah, he had a great start on the mound. Fayetteville did put some hits together. Darby Cruz, a big three-hit game, which is good to see. Yeah. Back-to-back multi-hit games for him. But ultimately, you got to tip your cap to Kannapolis, how they pitched this entire series. Very impressive. They've gotten great starting pitching. Today, the bullpen was the story, as you mentioned. They came in and locked it down. Billy Seidel has been phenomenal all year long as that closer. So it's a frustrating week for sure for Fayetteville, dropping 5 of 6. But those last two games were very competitive. Came out on top yesterday. Ultimately, they just couldn't get the big hit today. And they'll try to take some of those positive vibes out on the road next week.
Yeah, it's the second series for Fayetteville where they've dropped 5 of 6 here at home. Like Colin said, close games over the weekend, could have gone either way. A little bit of a controversial call tonight as well with Brooks Baldwin and that fly ball out into right. It looked like it might have been a home run. Ends up going as an RBI double. Might have cost Kannapolis a run, but still ended up being enough to ultimately give them the game-winning run in this game. So for the Woodpeckers, they fall and now go on the road. They'll be in Kinston, North Carolina all next week, taking on the Down East Wood Ducks, who are tied at the top of the North Division right now with the Carolina Mudcats. So you get to play the top team in the North. Last time the Woodpeckers saw Down East, the Wood Ducks were able to win 5 of 6 here at Segres Stadium. See if the Woodpeckers can try and grab a couple of wins next week in their house at Granger Stadium on the road. Fayetteville will be back in town with you on May 23rd. May 23rd, Fayetteville will be hosting the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the Chicago Cubs affiliate up from Myrtle. They'll be with us for 6 games, May 23rd through May 29th. That'll be our next homestand, and you can find all of the promotional info, homestand information, game times as well on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, our official team website. That'll do it for us tonight from the booth. Again, a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to my mom out in California. Love you very much and wish you were here. But hope you enjoyed watching. Hope everybody enjoyed the game out at Segres Stadium today as well. And we'll see you a week from now back here, Segres Stadium, May 23rd for Woodpeckers versus the Pelicans. So long from the booth, everybody. Drive home safely.
Trigger warm anticipating, the ritual's begun. You think that heaven's gates are waiting, but only hell will come. You're inside.